First, a dramatic scene in the United States, a massive immigration raid in the state of Georgia. Hundreds of federal agents, many masked and armed, told workers at a car plant owned by South Korean manufacturer Hyundai to line up. Nearly 500 people were detained. ICE and Homeland Security were accompanied by the Georgia State Patrol, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, and other agencies in executing a search warrant. It is one of the latest raids and the largest yet by the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. Reaction from Seoul. South Korea's foreign ministry expressed concern and regret. Officials to fly to Washington to try and resolve the issues. And this comes after July, when South Korea pledged to invest $350 billion in America, including $26 billion by Hyundai alone, as part of a trade deal reached with the Trump administration.